How many of you are listening to this? We wonder how many ears and minds are processing this new world. Perhaps this matters, perhaps it does not. Nevertheless, keep listening. Your listening is brought to you by many things. One of those things is Blue Apron. Check out this week's menu and get your first 3 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/deadsignals. You will love how special it feels and tastes to create home-cooked meals from blueapron.com/deadsignals.
Shit! Shit, shit, shit. Do it. It was there.
Are you there? I'm calling in.
Yeah, I just got here.
Well, where?
Are you all right?
Dan, let me live for 5 seconds. We're fine. We crossed the river. We're on a beach somewhere. Lou's on lookout duty this time, and
what was the trip like? And what did the boatwoman ask for? Tell me everything.
Dan, I don't. We're safe now. All right?
Well, you should still tell me everything. There might be something I can research.
The boatwoman's name is Kara.
Like?
Kara.
What's she like?
She's not. She's like you and Sue and Rat. She wears this gray robe, and whenever she talks, it's like she's whispering in your ear. She's tall. I mean, really tall. She asked us if we wanted to cross, and we paid the toll.
What was the toll?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, all right? It's not gonna help you with your research.
How was the crossing?
Fine. I'm really glad we paid the toll.
Why?
I don't want to. It's important. Thanks for making sure we knew that.
Yeah, of course. So, where are you now? Did Kara tell you about the city or anything?
No, she didn't talk during the trip. We're on a beach, it's just sand. The features are flat. I think Lou mentioned this, how this place can kind of feel like nothing, 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 and then something all of a sudden.
Do you see anything? I really want to help, but you're not giving me much to go on.
We scan with our binoculars. Off in the distance, there's a fire in the sky, kind of like the Northern Lights, but a bit more glittering. Roads, and then fire in the sky.
All right. I can try and see if there's anything in the archive that, you know, relates to that.
Yeah.
Are you all right, Clara?
Do I sound all right to you?
Well, we can talk about it, you know, if you want.
No.
Okay. Do you feel like you're being watched at all?
No. Should we be worried?
I mean, you're out there, so yes. But there are things out there bigger than those singing whatever. And you should try not to get their attention.
Dan, we're moving as cautiously as we can. We've got a lot to be worried about. You learn anything about the people that sabotaged the Merc's guns?
No. I mean, it may be some sort of cult, but I'm not sure yet.
Wonderful. Well, we'll still be double-checking our equipment.
So, I was being serious when I said you could talk about it.
Just see what you can find. Can you contact us on our end?
I don't think so, but I'll ask Rat.
Oh, God. I knew we left too fast. I'll ping you in a bit.
Yep, great. Okay. Fire and light. Rat. Hey.
Oh. Yes.
What are you doing?
Pacing the hallways and thinking and exploring the outpost.
You find anything interesting?
A room that seemed to go on forever, filled with canaries that didn't sing. I don't think it's there anymore.
Ah. Cool. So, you never mentioned whether I could contact Clara and Lou on my end. If they'd set the radio up?
I don't think your body is ready yet.
Wait, what do you mean by that?
Oh, your new body. You are not yet comfortable in it, and linking yourself to the mother radio in such a delicate capacity requires comfort.
I don't know what that means.
Your body was built for so many interesting things, but it will take time to fully grow into it, for everything to fully hatch. And it does not matter. They will call you.
Fine.
You are not as open and curious and full of wonder as you initially appeared.
What?
On your podcast, that version of you is a lie, and I am very disappointed.
Well, I'm just so sorry to disappoint you. Maybe you shouldn't have hacked off a third of my flesh if you're such a fan of my audio content.
I gave you new flesh and a new body, and you should be grateful. Your old body could not record sounds or play music or receive radio signals.
Yeah, well, my old body could eat and sleep and walk without sounding like the fucking Tin Man. And...
I thought you wanted to hear stories, and hear the hidden music in the world, and see the old powerful things that move when we do not look at them. Dan, you made the world so much more interesting by listening to those tapes. You helped tear a hole between the dreaming world and the waking world. But which is which? Do we dream of Leviathans, or do Leviathans dream of us? Are they a story we tell each other, or are we a story they tell themselves? I have stared into the sun, and perhaps I have stared too long, and perhaps I am lonely and lost and without guidance. Transformation and sacrifice and apotheosis. Transformation and sacrifice and apotheosis. You should not be afraid. You should stick out your tongue and taste and swallow.
How much do you... What are you?
Oh, damn. You're so cute when you're confused. You probably have tapes to listen to.
Wait. Rat, I'm just trying to understand. I'm just trying to understand. Where'd he go? Shit. Ugh. This whole other people in the archive thing is getting really goddamn old. Okay, fire, sky, fire. Northern Lights? Just one. Worth a shot.
So how long is it going to take you to fix the battery?
No, I think, you know what, it's everything's good to go.
Okay, sorry to take so much of your time.
No, take as much time as you need. We just want to hear all of your words.
It's a lot of words. I believe I was just about to meet Thomas when we were interrupted by the equipment.
Yeah, 1980, right?
1980.
Could you use full sentences for the...
Oh, of course. I keep forgetting. It was 1980, and I was about to meet the love of my life. It sounds dramatic when I say it like that, but it was a different time. It had taken me a while to... Do you want me to summarize quickly, or is...
You know what? I think we're fine. You've already touched on it.
Okay, in detail. I do go on. Suffice it to say, I was finally comfortable in the village. I was still smarting from the breakup, but my friends were wonderful. They still are, the ones that... Jonathan. He had a loft, a big one. I never knew where he got his money. He was some sort of antique dealer or collector. I don't know if I remember correctly, he was a procurer for some museum that no one had heard of. old artifacts, very old. He wasn't supposed to talk about it, but he always hinted. All very under the table, very mysterious, very sexy. He wanted to find out his secrets. Disappointing fuck, though. Oh, can I say
don't that? Worry about it.
Nope, well, not the most. All he did afterwards was talk about how scared he was of his employer, their strange requests. I got the impression that Jonathan was in over his head, maybe. I think he was just trying to gloss over the disappointing. Nevertheless, he had money, which was rare in the circles I ran in. So he would host parties in his massive loft, and everyone I knew would go. Oh, he had a wonderful sound system, too. So loud, I can't imagine his neighbors were happy. But his parties were, they had an air of magic to them. I'm giving into my nostalgia, I know, but they all seemed bathed in a hazy sort of light, like anything could happen. Partly to do with the drugs, but not entirely. I didn't take any of them, after all. This Midwestern boy at heart. So, it was late summer, August. The party and the season were winding down. And I saw him. Thomas. From across a crowded room full of... God, it's such a cliche, I know. He was dancing. Desperately, somehow. And he had this strange mix of joy and fear in his eyes. I've never seen anything like it. Well, he was beautiful. I didn't want to... I was cuter back then, but not by much. Already balding, dear God. I went over to Jonathan, who was trying to chat up Eric like always, and not getting anywhere like always, probably because I warned Eric. Anyway, I wanted to hear about this person, to plan my approach. As Ian, my ex, said, I was much more attractive when I was talking. Dancing, dear God, no one liked me when I was dancing. Well, Jonathan said that the person I had seen was named Thomas, and that they were some sort of refugee Jonathan had encountered on his travels, and that I should avoid him. Jonathan was always finding interesting people, interesting objects, always somehow off on his journeys, and he sometimes brought them back, these off things that vibrated on a different frequency. Jonathan was like a magpie that way. It was all so hazy, so obviously I had to meet him. And I met him. I walked over and looked into his eyes, and something just fell into place. I can't explain it.
What happened then?
We talked.
Could you tell me more and remember full sentences?
He asked so many questions. He seemed so fascinated by the most mundane things. And he was funny, though I'm not quite sure if he was trying to be. Well, then, well, I started kissing him, and things got even more interesting after that. We went back to my place, and how intimate can I get?
Tell it however you want to. It's your story.
I'm not quite sure if it is. Well, it was fun. Very fun. He stayed over, and he didn't leave.
And what was your relationship like?
Exhilarating. Oh, sorry. My relationship with Thomas was exhilarating. It's difficult to put exactly into words, but he was this bright, shining ball of new and strange. We lived in the present. Thomas was so curious about everything, and he was so smart, naive, but he could grasp something, anything, so quickly. It was wonderful seeing New York through his eyes. To be fair, this was New York in the early 80s, but still, it had its charms, especially the Village. I was still writing fiction. This was before I got the job at the magazine. And I'd read my stories to him. And he was always so insightful. It was like he knew what my deepest self was trying to say. And He was cute. And he was a musician, which I'm a sucker for. But he was actually good. Amazing, in fact. And I didn't know it until months into the whole thing. He brought a cello into our tiny, tiny, tiny apartment and said he was going to learn how to play. And he did. In a day. And the music he made, he started letting people record it after an ungodly amount of coaxing. Oh, I actually brought a tape, if you'd like to hear it.
Oh yeah, could you send me a WAV file? This would be great to use. We just want to make sure that we have a high quality version.
Oh, of course, I can send it to you whenever you like.
But you could definitely play it now if you want, especially if you think it'll help you tell your story.
Well, you know, I'd really like for you to hear it. Can I?
Yeah, just right in there. You can do it right there.
Lights all afire, nights where you wonder, where in the hell have I been? You think you'll see over summer like an aurora crossing our sky like leaves falling from trees and fall. You never knew me at all. It's like we're running from street lamps burning, run towards the alley you can't feel, but you still hear me call. Lights you can't see at all.
Record often, but he played for me.
We'll probably want to use that for the soundtrack.
Well, I'll make sure to send it to you. Towards the end, Thomas would tell me more about his past. It was still vague, and it was all somewhat hallucinatory. There was an incursion of some sort. He talked about it in mystical terms. Now, the one thing I didn't like about Thomas was how spiritual he was. He worked at this New Age place on 14th, and he'd always bring back crystals. We'd get in fights about it. Anyway, there was an incursion, some sort of outside force. He said they'd come suddenly, as if through a portal. Well, he didn't say as if, but like I said, spiritual. There was fire in the sky, for he said forever, that it'll never go away. Poetic sentiment. But he left, and Jonathan found him, and then I found him. I knew it couldn't last. He was too everywhere at once, not one for stability. I clung to him as long as I could. Perhaps I was pathetic, but I had him for 2 years. And it was a joy. And one day he kissed me and said that he had to go back. And he looked me in the eyes and sang me a song and said that when I sang it to myself, I could follow him.
And did you sing it?
No. It felt, like I said, I'm not spiritual. I loved him. But I loved him in my world, in the village, in New York, in the 80s, in the stories I was writing, in the music that he played for me, if that makes sense. After he left, well, before he left, but I hadn't really noticed it. Then there was a dark period. And you'll want to hear about it. That's the point of all this. I apologize for the tangent.
No, it paints a picture, and we want the audience to sympathize with you.
I'm afraid I'm not especially sympathetic.
No. Do you mind if I change the battery again? I just want to be really careful with this.
Of course. Wouldn't want to cut short the tragedy.
I'll just... one second, let me...
Damn. Already?
Everything's still good on your end?
Yep. We're still on the beach. Lou's getting antsy, but Lou's an idiot.
Yeah, whoever that Glengarry Glen Ross asshole was, they were super into him.
Oh, he's cute. He's just an idiot. He sounds smart because of the accent, but nope. Idiot.
Doesn't really help you out there, though.
Nope. No. So, Mapmaker? You got anything new?
Well, not much. The fire in the sky, that's some sort of residue from, something. An event, or a battle, maybe. It might be abandoned, but it's, yeah, so I'm just guessing here, but it's probably still dangerous.
That's it?
Yeah. The tape didn't really touch on the area.
So, all I've got to go on is it's probably dangerous? I could have told you that. I mean, that's everything out here. Okay. What was even on that tape?
I'm not supposed to give specifics.
Yeah. All the strange magical forces you're protecting us from. Thanks for that.
Clara, the last time I listened to a bunch of tapes, a dripping, fleshy monster came to my door, and a hole in reality opened up. And the tape was a love story.
Really?
Yeah. Someone talked about something, someone they loved. I can ask Suit when they're filled with,
the asshole.
Yeah, I can ask them if they'd know anything about it. Maybe the event was LMG related.
You think?
There were signs. I'm suspicious. I wouldn't put anything past them.
Well, yeah. Look what they did to you.
They also, you know, they trapped you in an alternate dimension, dreamscape, hellhole, whatever this thing is, with very little chance of escape.
Yep. That was the deal.
Do you think we should maybe talk about this? About why you're being the way you are?
Do you?
I mean, kind of. Yeah, actually, I do. You know, you're not exactly treating me like I'm a person.
Yeah. I mean, Dan, you're fine. You've been nothing but helpful, but you're also mostly a radio.
Fuck, Clara. That wasn't exactly my fucking choice. I was on the run from them. They fucking dragged me from the hotel and they knocked me out and they took me to this place. And then they cut off a quarter of my body and forced me to work for them. And it's been months since I've even spoken to my parents or my friends or my ex-girlfriend. And then everyone will shut up about me being a monster like I don't already fucking know, so just stop being such an asshole.
Dan, listen to me. I sympathize. I do, okay? I'm sorry. No, I'm really sorry about what happened to you. I know that weird stuff can just destroy your life. I get that, but...
Yeah, of course there's a...
But... Weird shit is dangerous. And you're weird. And... Dan, what's your ex's name?
What?
Your ex-girlfriend, what's her name?
I don't see how that's relevant to...
What's her name?
Tatiana.
Yeah, Sure. So, what do you want, Dan? Because I want to get home. And I'm not sure I trust you enough not to screw me over if I come between you and your obsessions. Finding secrets, hearing the story, or whatever it is.
I'll get you home. And you'll need me. I'm your map maker. You're not going to survive long out here with just Lou and no information.
Yeah. So, sorry. You're a person.
Thanks. Question. What's your favorite album?
What?
Or your favorite movie, just so I get a sense of you, because it's tough to...
Right, yeah, okay. So, kind of pretentious that album's the thing you started off with? I mean, do you read Pitchfork, or...
You can...
No, it's fine. Mr. Boombox is a hipster! You are wearing skinny jeans.
I'm not wearing...
So, mostly I listen to instrumental stuff, but... Do you know the Magnetic Fields?
Yeah.
The Charm of the Highway Strip? Whole album's great. But there's this one song, When the Open Road is Closing In. I kind of moved around a lot as a kid, always in New York, but yeah, I just really like the song.
I actually know it. The time measured in dotted yellow lines has passed you by, and I never said an honest thing to you in all my life.
Yeah, that's it. I guess I was right about you being a hipster.
Clara.
No, it was cool. And I love that song. The operation didn't somehow make you more pretentious, did it?
You think they stuck a copy of Infinite Jest up my ass or something?
Well, that would explain...
I've always been this way, for better, well... Mostly for worse, I still need to write my novel.
Oh my god, of course you're writing a novel. Hey, How was the operation? Do you think it changed you?
Oh, you mean besides the fucking obvious?
Well, yeah.
No, I don't think so. I'm still me.
Are you sure?
Yeah, like all the important parts.
Parts?
Yeah, my personality, my other stuff.
Other stuff. Dan, you're...
I mean, my dick's still there.
Okay, so don't take this the wrong way, but I was actually wondering that.
Well, yeah, it's important. Like, one of the first things I did was check to see if it still worked.
It does?
Yeah. Thank God.
Well, wait, how'd you check?
Okay, yeah, I'm definitely not getting into that. So...
Should probably try and see him.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I'll call you.
Yep, goodbye.
Bye, Dan.
At least someone... whatever.
Don't stand outside with your dick in your hands. Come inside. Ah, it's Decker. From Blade Runner. Harrison Ford, he thinks he's human, but he's really a... whatever. What the hell do you want from me?
Do you, need any updates on progress or anything?
Hey, Johnny Five, have I ever given you the fucking impression that I would in any way want you to tell me how the hell to do my fucking job? No? Good. Now, tell me why the hell you're in here.
Part of the city looks like there's fire in the sky, some sort of northern lights. I got the sense that this was because of some sort of incursion. Would LMG know anything about that?
It should be labeled conference call 5802.
Is there...
Now get the fuck out of my office. You probably couldn't tell because you have your mechanical dick in your hands, but there are more important things than this little Girl Scout expedition. And shit at LMG is going down. I have work to do. Don't test me on this one, Daniel Powell.
asshole.
Okay, 5802, it's right there.
Is this, super. Looks like we're recording, and everyone can hear me?
We can hear you in San Antonio.
You're queer in Providence.
Really glad we can fulfill your fucking recording fetish. Your dick hard, Harry Houdini? And yes, you're loud and clear in Seattle.
Cynthia, there really is no need for foul language. We're all on the same team here.
Oh, and what a fucking wonderful goddamn team it is. Straight to the world championships of shitting the goddamn bed.
Hey there, I'm trying to be agreeable. But there is a thing called professionalism in the workplace.
Oh, shove it up your gaping, winking...
I believe this conference call was initiated to discuss the possible future of our recent property investment. Perhaps we should return to the subject at hand.
I agree with Brown.
That's because you're a pencil-dicked yes-man, Craig. But yes, let's discuss. David Blaine want to begin?
Well, Cynthia, how'd you like me to start off? Should we hash out your decision to throw good resources after...
Oh, pretty sure we should hash out the fucking bad information that led us here. Want to talk about your little goddamn pet, David Copperfield?
Hey, champ, it's really important not to give it a name, so...
The particulars of how we arrived in this position can be discussed at a different time. For now, we have a variety of financially important decisions to make. Perhaps we should plan out a course of action.
Well said, we should make decisions.
Smith, I heard what Brown said. I do not need it repeated by someone whose dick looks like a pencil.
Cynthia, now you're just being mean to our little buddy over here. So, are we going to continue with our investment?
I don't know, Penn and Teller. What's your new pet think? How many more people will that gargoyle building need?
It's called Vining Towers, and...
Then don't put a shit ton of gargoyles on it. Whose idea was that, by the way? It's creepy as hell.
The gargoyles are significant. And my... It isn't sure. Nothing's an exact science here. It could be as few as 8, maybe as high as 100. It's like baseball. You never know when the inning is going to end.
I will note that procuring the material is providing costly. This is not the 70s. People sometimes notice when a transient goes missing.
That's true.
Not to mention the personnel costs due to harassment our employers have experienced from the religious group.
Fun fact, knowing the dickhole who sits by the copy machine was tortured and murdered is not good for morale.
Oh, I,
By the way, how is that project going, Cynthia? Haven't heard any new information about them in a while, and I really hope that doesn't reflect on your performance.
Go fuck yourself, Doug Henning.
Now you're just stretching for nicknames.
You know, that's not my fucking department. I'm consulting and they're choosing to ignore my advice like I'm their goddamn mother telling them not to go to prom with a gang member. Turns out, it's tricky as hell to track down the goddamn magic cult that's fucking up all our shit. Assholes aren't playing by any sort of rules.
Cynthia, no one blames you. You're obviously trying your best.
Shut up! Really glad this is all being recorded, by the way.
Oh, Cynthia, you know it's important. My department...
Has your department ever produced anything fucking useful? Like, ever?
Well, Cynthia, management seems to think my results speak for themselves.
Interdepartmental bickering is counterproductive. Everyone's department has something to add.
You got that right.
All right, fine. Everyone throws some ice water on their goddamn hard-on. So making our own version of Visser is going to be tricky. I think we all recognize
that.
We
weren't trying to...
I fucking get it. But phasing in and out of existence is never going to be profitable. And pissing off whatever is in there, we need to know more about this shit.
I agree.
Wait.
Cynthia, you make an excellent point. All this new information, Visser, the transportation, the messenger, it all needs to be studied. We've got clues that there's a radio station there, maybe. Definitely some sort of amphitheater. Definitely a museum, but other than that, zilch.
Aw, how is Chad, by the way? The fucker's burial wasn't an open casket, I hope.
Now, that's just being cruel, Cynthia. Chad may not have been the most likable colleague, but... No one deserves to have their bones and skin shoot out of their back. Anywho, I should have stood up to management and really hammered that point about information home. With our new acquisition, we've really got a chance to play a long ball game, go the full 9 innings.
Your opinion is to halt the resource flow, to leave our new construction in the unexplored territory.
Well, that's your idea?
Until we have more info, I'm coming up with some safety protocols so we don't have to deal with the whole craziness ourselves. Vining Towers will still be in the territory, probably ripe for the taking once we get back there. So
What y'all think?
Fuck it. As long as you're off in your little corner, I'm good.
I believe that presents the greatest possible profits in the long term.
I agree.
Well then, that's just stellar. Thanks a billion, everybody. Now let's get to other matters.
Fuck LMG. Again?
Hey, Clara, everything...
Yep. Just waiting on some good info.
You know, this would be a little easier if you waited more than, like, a couple minutes between calling.
What?
You just call really quickly.
We waited 2 hours. We waited exactly 2 hours. I have a stopwatch.
Really?
I swear, if you're gaslighting me, I'll...
No, it was only a couple minutes.
If time is screwed up... Am I gonna be a senior?
No, I don't think...
You don't think what?
I think it's just minor. Your boat ride couldn't have taken that long, right?
Only like an hour or two.
But it was a full night for me when you called me next time. And even if it takes a while for you to set up, I think time's just weird.
Oh, God, like everything else. Ugh, how are you so calm about this? About everything?
I guess I'm just used to it.
Well... Try not to be.
I found something.
Really? Something useful?
Yeah, nothing certain, but I think the neighborhood should be pretty abandoned. But if you find the gargoyle building, exactly what it sounds like, it's a building with a ton of gargoyles. It should be safe. You should be able to establish a forward base.
Okay, look for the gargoyle building. Anything else we should be worried about?
If you see trees, especially if they're chained, you should probably start running. Different tape, but it's good advice.
Great. Well, this is a fun city. Really welcoming.
Well, it's exciting to watch you from relative safety.
Jerk.
Asshole.
Oh, great comeback, robot.
I am sorry, I do not understand this humor or love.
Okay, we'll find the gargoyle building.
Yep, good luck.
Thanks. Call you if we don't die.
I'll... Wait for it. And no rat, of course.
Another experiment.
Shit. Warn me before you...
Trust me? Trust me, Nest? Trust me?
No.
Doesn't matter. Breathe in. Project yourself. Project outward.
I... What the hell was that?
A vision. With sound. Perhaps real. Perhaps not.
Mark. He told me not to trust.
Perhaps real. Perhaps not.
Clara and Lou. They seemed. Is this something I can do? On my own? Connect?
Perhaps. Want to? Dangerous.
Yes. What's happening to them? I have to. Clara's out there.
Perhaps, yes. Good idea.
What do I have to do? Can I dial them?
Shh. To sleep.
I'm not gonna go to...
Help them. In your dreams. Now. Try.
We are tired now. You do not need to know the reason why. And when we are tired, we grow wistful. But there is more information to be given out. Advertisements to be read. There is a Patreon, patreon.com/archive81. There is a Twitter, @archive81. A Facebook page, a website, archive81.com. And you can send emails to people who will read them at archive81podcast@gmail.com. Once again, we are helped in our efforts by Blue Apron. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes and pre-portioned ingredients right to your door. You can make delicious, special, home-cooked meals with these recipes and ingredients for less than $10 a meal. Remember, nothing is equal and not all ingredients are created equal. Fresh, high-quality ingredients taste better and are better for your fleshy mortal body. So it's important to know where your food comes from. Cooking is difficult for us, but by cooking with Blue Apron, we can learn to cook. For example, we would have no idea how to make spiced lentils and basmati rice with roasted sweet potato and coconut yogurt. But Blue Apron gives clear instructions that anyone can follow and sends the ingredients right to your door. And this will not cause you to go into spasms of capitalistic anguish. This is all less than 10 United States dollars. Blue Apron is aware that when you cook with incredible ingredients, you make incredible meals. So they set the highest quality standards for their community of artisanal suppliers, family-run farms, fisheries, and ranchers. Whether it's Japanese ramen noodles, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, or heirloom tomatoes, Blue Apron is bringing you the best. Check out this week's menu and get your first 3 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/deadsignals. You will love how special it feels and tastes to create special home-cooked meals from blueapron.com/deadsignals. We are Dromen. Goodbye. There will be a new episode on Wednesday, March 29th.